This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The sprawling Death and Dying exhibit has been up at Expo 216 Gallerium since last year. The exhibit continues to expand with the recent additions of the Infinity Near-Death Experience Room and the Opioid Addiction Project. This Saturday, Expo holds a special event focused on bridging the gap between life and death. Kim Griffin is one of the special guests. She is a medium, and I'm not talking about her dress size.
When did you realize that you had a different experience in the world than other people, that you saw things or heard things or just knew things that other people around you did not?
It started when I was a teenager, and it would happen in dream state. I would have somebody that had passed come to me telling me that they had passed, and the next day or 2 days I would find out that Mr. Smith down the road passed, and that was the person that had visited me in my dream. As time went on, I would get relatives that would, you know, come to me in my dream state again and let me know that they had passed. Funny thing is, when they would come to me, they would not say, "I died." When my Uncle Hank had passed, he said, "I'm on vacation." My other uncle had said, "I'm at the carnival."
Kim is an evidential medium, which is a specific style and focus of mediumship.
Evidential medium is a medium that connects with people on the other side and gives evidence of their loved ones, or gives evidence of the spirit communication, physical descriptions, personality, hobbies, job, where they lived, et cetera, et cetera. So that way that the person that is the sitter, which is the recipient of the reading, knows exactly who it is. We try to avoid psychic messages such as, your father has come through and he died of a heart attack. He is telling me that you got a new job. That is something that you start to go into a psychic reading. The mediumship reading is when you are just connecting to the spirit loved one. They may give messages like that towards the end.
There are certifications involved in mediumship, just like many other careers.
The medium's job is to learn the language of spirit. And to learn the language of spirit, we have to understand the symbols and the references. So I was reading people for a little while, but then somebody said, "Well, you really should go to development." And yes, there are development classes for this. And so I started going to a spiritualist church run by a former Catholic nun. So that intrigued me because I was raised Catholic. So I was like, well, if it's good for the former Catholic nun, then it's good for me. And then from there, it just kind of exploded.
I'm imagining it being like, you know, Hogwarts, the real life Hogwarts, where mediums and psychics go to develop their skills.
That's in England, actually. There's a school called Arthur Findlay College for psychic and mediumship development in Stansted, England. So
Kim Griffin has been tutored by some of the faculty at that real life Hogwarts. The evidential mediumship demonstrations are this Saturday, June 16th, at Expo 216 on Front Street. Evidential medium Kim Griffin will be joined by certified psychic medium Felicia Grant. There are two demonstrations on Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Find details about tickets and find some interesting extended conversation at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.